Chapter 22. "And now, Willett," apostrophe said Mr. Chester, "if the room's well aired, I'll try the merits of that famous bed." Apostrophe, "The room, sir," apostrophe returned John, taking up a candle, and nudging Barnaby and Hugh to accompany them, in case the gentleman should unexpectedly drop down faint or dead from some internal wound. "The room's as warm as any toast in a tankard. Barnaby, take you that other candle, and go on before. Hugh, follow up, sir, with the easy chair." Apostrophe, in this order and still, in his earnest inspection, holding his candle very close to the guest, now making him feel extremely warm about the legs, now threatening to set his wig on fire, and constantly begging his pardon with great awkwardness and embarrassment, John led the party to the best bedroom, which was nearly as large as the chamber from which they had come, and held, drawn out near the fire for warmth, a great old spectral bedstead, hung with faded brocade, and ornamented, at the top of each carved post, with a plume of feathers, that had once been white, but with dust and age had now grown hearse-like and funereal. "Good night, my friends," apostrophe said Mr. Chester with a sweet smile, seating himself, when he had surveyed the room from end to end, in the easy chair which his attendants wheeled before the fire. "Good night. Barnaby, my good fellow, you say some prayers before you go to bed, I hope?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, Barnaby nodded. "He has some nonsense that he calls his prayers, sir," apostrophe returned old John, officiously. "I'm afraid there ain't much good in them." Apostrophe, "and you?" Apostrophe, apostrophe said Mr. Chester, turning to him. "Not I," apostrophe he answered. "I know his is pointing to Barnaby there well enough. He sings 'em sometimes in the straw. I listen." Apostrophe, "he's quite a animal, sir," apostrophe John whispered in his ear with dignity. "You'll excuse him, I'm sure. If he has any soul at all, sir, it must be such a very small one, that it don't signify what he does or doesn't in that way. Good night, sir." Apostrophe, the guest rejoined, "God bless you." Apostrophe, apostrophe, with a fervor that was quite affecting, and John, beckoning his guards to go before, bowed himself out of the room, and left him to his rest in the Maypole's ancient bed. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.